A combination of scripture reading plus hymn singing.
所以大家整个的敬拜一个最重要的是要在座的每一个人都来加入整个的敬拜当中。
And the important aspect of worship is that every one of us is involved in worship.
不是说有一些我们在这里好像是音乐的一个表演，绝对不是这个意思。
It is by no means a production or a performance, a musical performance.
我们乃是要让我们的心来预备好，能够唱出美好的声音，能够来赞美神。
But rather with a prepared heart that we may be able to sing with the hymns and worship God in a worthy manner.
整个圣诞节的一个气氛是一个非常喜乐的气氛。
And the atmosphere in this Christmas, a time of Christmas worship, it's really in a very festive mood.
Okay, 让我们第一首诗歌一起来唱，普世欢腾 ，Joy to the World。起来唱来，
普世欢腾，救主降临，天地皆开君王，欢喜为主，预备一堂，宇宙万物歌唱，宇宙万物歌唱，宇宙。
歌唱中文，
大地欢腾，天地万邦，万民高声颂扬，天乐江河，兵刃上岗，响应歌声嘹亮，响应歌声嘹亮，响应响应。
第一节 sing the first verse in English. Joy to the world. 来，我们一起 let's all stand up. Let's sing 第一节 Let's sing in English if you can. 如果你能够唱英文，唱英文；如果不行，可以唱中文都可以。但主要的要把心怎么样 ？Joy 是什么？喜乐。你跟旁边讲一下，我们要喜乐。喜乐，我先讲。哦，喜乐。喜乐，喜乐的信息呀， yeah, 喜乐 ，Joy to the world， 整个的心就是要喜乐，我们一起来赞美神。好 ，Joy to the world， 来
，Joy to the world，The Lord is high，Let us be singing，Let us be high，Let us be singing。And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior yes, the Lord is so and great, the world and flood, the joy and praise.Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sound.
加一个 joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy, joy.
是的，主，我们来到你面前，心中满了喜乐。所以我们来到你面前，心中满了感恩，所以我们感谢赞美你，因为你成就了大事。主来到我们当中，将那喜乐的信息赐给我们，感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。请坐。刚刚那首诗歌就是提到 joy 是喜乐临到世间。
The hymn that we just sung mentioned that.Joy has come to the world.
这样的一个喜乐刚开始从天使报给牧羊人。
When the good tidings was reported to the shepherds by the angels.
接下来也提到了博士。
Then they also mentioned the wise man.
我也相信，也在你在我们当中也要得着这喜乐的信息。
And it is my belief that it is also for us to receive the joyful, the good tidings.
这个普世欢腾是我们对神爱的一个反应。
And the joy to the world is really a response of the world to the coming of our new king.
我们在这里不是开一个 party.
We're not here for a party.
是要把我们感谢、敬拜、赞美来归给荣耀天上荣耀的神。
But rather we're here to give our heaven, our Father in heaven, the glory, the thanksgiving, and the worship that is due to His name.
这样的赞美感恩是有回应性的。
And a worship and praise such as ours is also responsive.
也是有声音的。
It is with sound.
刚开始的时候，天上跟地上一起。
And the hymn that we sung mentioned that it is together in heaven and on earth.
而且男的、女的也都一起能够赞美。
Men and women together will praise.
我们有年长的，也有小孩子，也都要来赞美。
The youthful and the elderly will worship together.
相同的讲中文的、说英文的都要来赞美。
And whether you speak Chinese or English, we'll worship together.
凡有气息的都要赞美神。
Let everything that breathes worship God.
整个的福音的中心就是耶稣基督。
For Jesus Christ, the center of the gospel.
我们接下来唱这首诗歌，圣诞节所提到这位新生的王降临到人世当中。
And on a Christmas day, it was said that the King of Man, King of the World, has arrived to the world.
我们先唱第一节，我们唱中文，接下来唱英文。
We'll sing the next hymn. We'll start with Chinese, and then we will continue in English.
请那天去高声唱，荣耀归于新生王，恩典里的平安高，圣人子后能和好，心情地上众生灵，向你上赞美声，天长地久乐欢腾，几多江山破离恨，听那天使高声唱，荣耀归于新生。
How the herald angels sing,
glory for the newborn king, peace on earth, the mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled.Joyful all ye nations rise, joy the triumph of the sky. With angel will proclaim, Christ he found in Bethlehem.
我们再唱中文，再唱一次，来。
听啊，天使高声唱，荣耀归于新生王，恩典里的平安到，谁人子后能和好？心齐地上众生灵，向你地上赞美声，天长地久乐欢腾，基督降生国里头。
全城荣耀归于是全王。阿们。整个福音的中心就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is the theme of the gospel.
在马可福音第一章第一节，他讲说，神的儿子耶稣基督就是那福音的起头。
In the book of Mark,
what is it? 第一章第一节。
In the book of Mark, chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God."
所以耶稣基督就是福音。
Therefore, Jesus Christ is the gospel.
感谢主。那福音的意思就是好消息。
So the meaning of gospel is good news.
要把这个神对给人的一个大喜的信息能够传达给人。
And it is a means of delivering the message, the message of the good news from God to man.
耶稣基督是一个划时代的一个人物。
Jesus Christ is
划时代。They were like a 怎么讲？啊 ？Era breaking. Okay, good. 在一个划时代，因为他在降生之前叫公元以前 ，B.C.
Before he was born, the age of man is called the B.C.
是耶稣基督降生之前叫 B.C. Before Christ.
Before he was born, the age of man is named as before Christ, B.C.
那耶稣基督降生以后叫 A.D. 叫 Anno Domini， 是一个拉丁文，叫做在主的同在之中。
And the time after the ages after he was born is A.D.
刚刚这首诗歌就提到，刚刚那首诗歌就恩典临到，平安和好喜乐，这整个都是。整个圣诞节一个非常重要的信息。
The hymn we sung before mentioned mercy, peace, and reconciliation. All these are parts, aspects of the good tidings.
耶稣就在圣经里面，他时常讲了一句话，说有耳可听的就应当听。
Very often, Jesus said in his message that, if you have ears, let men hear.
让我们今天能够在整个敬拜当中能一起有份。
We pray that today we may all partake in this good news as we worship together.
好，让我们一起来唱这首诗歌，我们一起齐来赞美。不只是我自己来到神的面前能够赞美神，我们也来到教会当中与弟兄姐妹一同赞美神。
So let's sing the next hymn that we may not only worship God individually, but that we may also worship Him corporately as one body.
如不只是我们在阿燕这里敬拜赞美，也跟普天下一起有相同相信耶稣基督的人一同来赞美。
And not only that we worship as a church of REM, but we may also worship with all the nations under heaven and on earth.
在圣诞节当中，有不同基督徒有不同的敬拜方式。
In the season of Christmas, different Christians may have different manners of worship.
有一些人是心中很安静的来敬拜神。
Some of us may worship God quietly in our own in the quiet of our own own heart and.
另外一个方式是大家很欢喜快乐一同的来赞美神。
Or we may worship Him together joyfully.
无论怎么样，今天我们在这里，我们一起欢喜快乐的赞美神。
But whatever the manner of worship that we are together here worshiping Him in joy.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌，就是 O Come O Ye Faithful， 起来，我们一起来敬拜。敬拜神，我们先唱中文，唱第一节跟第二节，接下来再唱英文的第二节跟第三节，所以中文唱两节，英文唱两节。
So for the next hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, we will sing the first and second stanza in Chinese, and then we'll sing the second and third stanza in English.
OK， 好，我们一起来唱第一节、第二节，唱中文。一起来赞美神，来，
起来。
乃众生徒，快乐又欢喜，起来起来，大家上锅里横，百草千山烟，天孙不敌江山，起来虔诚同敬拜，起来虔诚同敬拜，起来虔诚同崇拜，祖基督天世界真格，欢然同歌唱，光明众天聚，来到神同赞扬，雪高地处错，荣耀归于君王，起来虔诚同崇拜，起来虔诚同崇拜，起来虔诚同崇拜，主基督心怀受恩救，是你的受恩神，哦，心我意Citizens of heaven's above, glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him.Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord. He know we could be born with happy morningOh, Jesus, will you be all glory given? Son of the Father, now in flesh appearing, Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ. Oh, come, let us adore Him. 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 Christ the Lord.
感谢主，愿这首诗歌把我们带到一个敬拜当中。
Thank the Lord, and we pray that this hymn will also bring us into the spirit of worship.
接下来的时间，我们再回要来读一些的经文，要来唱一些的诗歌。
We'll continue on with some more scripture readings and hymn singing.
当我们在读圣经经文的时候，我们会先读中文， 再读英文。
During scripture reading, we'll start with the Chinese version, and then we'll continue to read.
要不要请那个读中文的，要不要过去那边按着那个次序，好不好？你们坐过去那边，好不好？第一段跟第二段啊，就是那Asia 跟那 Olinda 要不要过来这边？Can you need to sit over here? So, 我们是中文先，第一个中文，英文，第二个中文，英文，中文，英文 ，so on so forth. Okay? Okay? 是不是找到位置了？那我们接下来就一起来读圣经的经文，一起来唱诗歌，一起来思想主的爱，一起来敬拜我们的神。
So now let us continue with scripture reading and hymn singing and also.Continue to worship the Lord in a worthy manner.
神在创造人以后，人与神有原来有美好的关系，人能够来服侍神，能够敬拜神，人跟神和好，有一个喜乐和谐的关系。
After man was first created, there was a harmonious relationship between God and man, that man can come before the Lord freely and worship Him, and man can minister to the Lord.
可是人却违背了神，人犯了罪，离弃神，自高自大。
However, man choose to disobey God and forsake Him. In his pride, he forsook the God who created him.
这样神就拣选一个民族，是以色列民族，为了要让这以色列民族成为神的见证，来荣耀神。
So God choose. One nation out of the world, which is the nation of Israel, and He chose Israel to He set them apart to be a witness unto Himself.
可是以色列人却犯罪，敬拜偶像，生活败坏，到最后被亡国，被掳到异邦去。
However, the Israelites they choose idolatry, and they also forsook the God who had brought them, set them apart.And which led to the downfall of the nation and the scatter of its people.
当以色列人在罪恶当中的时候，神兴起一些的先知来警告他们说：“你们不可以再继续这样下去。”
When the Israelites lived in their sin, God also raised prophets to give them warnings that they should leave their ways of their sinful ways.
只可惜这以色列人仍然不听，到最后以至于亡于。亡国了。
However, the Israelites did not listen to the warning from the Lord, and ultimately the nation as a whole was destroyed.
以色列的北国，以色列亡于亚述帝国；南国巴比伦，南国犹大国亡于巴比伦。
The northern nation of Israel was destroyed by the Assyria, and the southern nation of Judah.Was conquered by the Babylonians.
当这些以色列人在亡于异邦以后，他们的困苦开始回到神面前，不知道该怎么办的时候，神再兴起先知。
And after the fall of their nations, the people were scattered, and in despair, they did not know where to turn to. And at that time, in His mercy, God also raised more prophets among the people.
神要借着这些先知，要给以色列人有应许，他给他们有盼望。
And by the mouth of these prophets, God brought new promise and hope to His people, the Israelites.
这个盼望，就神要赐给他们一个弥赛亚，就是基督。
And the hope is a hope of a Messiah, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以当时候耶稣基督降生的时候，以色列是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
So, in the days of the birth of Jesus Christ, the Israelites were under the rules of the Roman Empire.
我们接下来要读第一段的圣经，要来看看这个弥赛亚是怎么来，要生在什么地方。
So the first scripture reading, let's examine Where in the scripture God promises the Messiah should be born and the timing of the birth.
刚刚我们提到，就我们在整个的崇拜是希望大家都一起来加入崇拜里面。
And as we mentioned before, today the worship, we hope that every one of us will be part of the worship.
等一下会有弟兄站起来来读经文的时候，有一些的经文下面粗体字，而且下面划线的，那有看到那个下面划线的，就会众大家要一起念。
Okay, so the scripture reading that we'll have brothers and sisters who will be doing the scripture reading soon. And I guess if they see the underline, wherever the there's underline, let's read the scripture together as a congregation.
Okay, 好，我们开始。
以赛亚书第七章第十四节。因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利。
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他们的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、赦世、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
第七节，他的政权以平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定 稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
弥迦书第五章第二节，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从根骨从太初就有。
Micah 5:2. But you Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
感谢主，我们接下来唱这首诗歌。刚刚提到的一个非常重要，弥赛亚的一个预言，不是耶稣基督不是突然的一个降生，在旧约圣经当中有许许多多的预言提到他。
The birth of Jesus Christ is not accidental. However, it is preceded by many, many prophecies in the Old Testament.
刚刚马可福音第一章第一节提到说，耶稣基督就是福音，他的就是福音。
In the book of Mark, it was mentioned that Jesus Christ is the gospel.
那马太福音的第一章第一节，他提到耶稣基督是大卫的子孙，是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in the book of Matthew, it was also chapter 1 and verse 1. It mentioned that Jesus Christ is the son of David, and he is a progeny of Abraham.
所以当耶稣基督降生的时候，在旧约里面几百年已经有他的预言，他要生在什么地方，要怎么来，他是童女怀孕生子，要生在伯利恒。
So even before the birth of Jesus Christ, that there is already prophecies hundreds and thousands of years ago regarding his birth, of his virgin birth, and of the time and place of his birth.
当时候的以色列人在困苦中盼望弥赛亚的降临。
The Israelites at the olden time when they were living in their miseries, they looked forward to the birth of their Messiah.
接下来唱这首诗歌就来描写当时候在罗马帝国统治下的以色列人，他们盼望神的一个情况。
So the next hymn we'll be singing depicts the hearts of the Israelites at that time when they were under the ruling of the Roman Empire and how they hoped and anticipated the coming of their Messiah.
Emmanuel, come to your dwelling, to your soul, Israel,
come, O come. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. The mercy long is I hear, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel, welcome to thee, O Israel. Emmanuel, 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 求说是法一生怜悯为我一把寂寞伤心听见宣传三次 整本的圣经让我们看到，人在困苦当中就会来呼求神。
The Bible showed us that in the misery of man, men will come and seek out the Lord.
这首诗歌提到，人在黑暗当中，在孤单当中，在无助当中。
And the hymn has just demonstrated that when men in their despair, in darkness, in helplessness,
当人回向神的时候，神就垂听人的呼求。
They turn to God, and when they turn to God, God listens to them.
神是一个守约施慈爱的神。
God is a faithful and merciful God.
他就要为人类兴起一个拯救者。
And He will raise a Messiah for the man, for mankind.
这个拯救者就是耶稣，就是基督，就是弥赛亚，或者称为以马内利。
And the Savior of the world is a Christ, is a Messiah, and He is also Emmanuel.
我们接下来看看要读的经文，让我们看看这弥赛亚是怎么来到世间。
So let's continue with our scripture reading so we can find out how the Messiah has come to the world.
路加福音第1章26节，到了第6个月，天使加百利奉神的差遣。 往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。Luke
1:26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
第28节，天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”29节，玛利亚因这话就很惊慌。 又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。30节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”
Verse 28. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Verse 29. Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. Verse 30. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
31节。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。32节，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。
Verse 31, you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
Verse 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要庇护你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
The angel answeredThe Most Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
Verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
感谢主，圣经，耶稣基督按照圣经的预言，
We thank the Lord that according to the prophecy in the scriptures,
圣经的预言就是神的应许，说耶稣基督要降生在伯利恒。
That Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
我们接下来唱这首诗歌《小小伯利恒》。我们唱这首诗歌，我们就可以一起来唱哈。那个看看。小伯利恒，我们唱中文第一节、第二节，唱英文的第三节。小伯利恒。
We'll sing the first and second stanza in Chinese and third one in English.
美哉小伯利恒，来。美哉小城，小伯利恒，你是何等清净，多么无尽山山水长，君兮悄然惊醒。在你漆黑的街区，永远的光照进，万事平安，众生有尽，尽孝集中于你。第二节。因玛利亚诞生，深海
天上众君齐聚，世界众生转世众生愿知千金受愿，诚心我蓬莱颂扬，蓬莱一百千春，蓬莱千世至尊上座，现在四方。哦，你家那八个人一生之爱最贵，多少代谁能安得隐一方之是悲。We hear the Christmas angel, the great tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us.
小伯利，这个伯利恒城是一个非常特别的地方。
Bethlehem is a very special place.
因为在那个地方，耶稣基督降生在那里。
Because it is there the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ was born.
耶稣的名字要称为以马内利。
The name of our Lord Christ is Emmanuel.
他要与我们同在。
God be with us.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们接下来来看看耶稣基督降生的一个经文。
So let's continue the scriptures, telling us about the birth of Christ.
路加福音第二章第一节，当那些日子，该撒亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。
Luke 2:1.In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事，众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，
他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.She wrapped it and placed it in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. 请大家注意到那时候，再回去一下，在那个时候耶稣基督降生的时候，客店里面没有地方，耶稣基督是被放在马槽里。
At the time of Jesus' birth, there was no room in the inn, so he was placed in a manger.
当年的伯利恒的客店里面，可能跟现在的世人很像。现在跟我们很像。
The scene that was in the inn in Bethlehem must be very similar to what we may have today.
当时的人心太忙了，心中有太多的东西。到我们现在的人就是心中太忙了，心中有太多的东西。当耶稣基督要来住在我们心里面的时候，我们说对不起，我心里面没有地方让耶稣基督住。
Just as the inn was crowded by all the newcomers into the city, into Bethlehem, that our hearts similarly may be very much preoccupied by many things, that we have no room for Jesus Christ today.
这个神所应许的弥赛亚，神的儿子基督要下来的时候，竟然没有人能够接待他。
That as the Messiah, the promise of God arrived to the world, there is no room for him, there is no one to receive him in honor and in glory.
但是感谢主，并不是所有的人都不接受他。
But we give thanks to our God, because not all men were unaware of his coming.
在那些很繁忙的地方，没有人知道耶稣基督降生。
No one knew about his quiet birth on the busy streets.
但是在另外有一群人在安静的地方，内心思想神、渴望神的人，神向他显现。
However, there were a group of people who were anticipating the coming of their Messiah, and in the quiet place of their dwelling, they received the Lord.
我们接下来唱这首诗歌《圣诞佳音》，我们特别注意一下这样的一个圣诞的耶稣基督降生，弥赛亚。基督以马内利降生的时候是向哪一些人显现
？So in the next hymn, the Noel, we will see that to which group of people that the birth of Jesus Christ was announced.
而且是谁来报这个信息
？And we also see who are the messengers who announced the glad tidings.
我们接下来就一起来唱这个经啊、我们用中文唱第一节、第二节、第三节。再把用英文再唱一次第三节。
We'll sing the first three stanzas in Chinese, and we'll repeat the third stanza in English.
我看谁来报这个好信息，是报给谁？来。天使出报圣诞佳音，先向天前禀报牧人，牧人正当欢声扬起，愿东方人欢乐一声，欢喜欢喜欢喜欢喜，天国君王今日降生，无人抬头见你惊喜，远在东方灿烂精明，发出奇光照耀世尘，不分昼夜光彩永恒，欢喜欢喜欢喜欢喜，天国君王今日降生，多是彩云一星之间，一道而来射起家乡， 这个大喜的信息是由天使来传报。
The glad tidings was brought forth by the angels.
不是向一些君王来传报，乃是向田间贫谷的牧人。
And it was not announced to kings and the lords, but rather to the poor shepherds of the field.
这些贫苦的牧人就是那些有需要的人。
The shepherds, they are the ones who are poor and needy.
耶稣基督他说：“我来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人。”
Just as Jesus Christ said, I did not come for the righteous, but for the sinners.
这些牧人是孤单的人，在寒冷的夜晚当中，在黑暗当中，非常的无助。
The shepherds, they are a group of lonely people, and they are helpless in the darkness of the night.
神的大好的信息，福音是向这样有需要的人来显现。
The gospel of God appears to those people who are needy.
所以这些的另外 有一群的人就是所谓的博士。
And there is another group of three, which are the three wise men.
这些的博士是一个寻求基督、寻求神应许的人。
And these the three wise men, they are people who set their intent on inquiring the Lord and seeking Him.
所以他们离开家乡来寻找，借着东方的星来寻找这位要降生的弥赛亚。
They left the comfort of their country, of their homeland, and they followed the star, the eastern star, to seek the Lord.
一个渴慕寻求的人，神要向他显现。
To those who seek, God will make Himself appear to them.
神向有需要的人显现，也向那些寻求他、渴慕他的人显现。
God appears, God makes Himself appear to those who are needy, but also those who seek Him.
我们接下来读这段经文，天使的报信。
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们身旁，主的荣光照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And angels of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
But the angel said to them,
Do not be afraid.
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you.
You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
忽然，有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说：“
在至高之处，
荣耀归于神；在地上的平安，与他所喜悦的人。”
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men
on whom His favor
rests."
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩窝在马槽里。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laying in a manger.
既然看见，就把天使论述这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Amen.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Amen. 刚刚天我们读的这个经文当中，天使他对牧羊人说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息。
In the scripture reading we just had, the angel comforted the shepherds, saying that, "Fear not, I have brought you glad tidings."
这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的，你跟我都包括在里面。
That good news involves all mankind, and including you and I.
他要给我们一位救主。
That God has granted us a Messiah.
这样带出来的结果，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So that praise and glory to God in the highest, and peace to earth.To those on whom the favor of the Lord rests.
怎样的人是神所喜悦的人，能得着这平安呢？
Who are those on whom the favor of God rests?
就是那心中有渴慕的，知道自己有病的，知道自己需要的人。
It is those who recognize that they are sick, that they are needy, and that in their heart there is hunger and thirst for the Lord.
你是这样的人吗？如果是这样的，神今天要住在你的生命当中。
Are you such a one? If you are, the God of God wants to dwell in you today.
神的福音借着天使传给牧羊人，牧羊人听到了欢喜领受。
And the good news of God is delivered to the shepherds through the angels.And the angels received them with gladness.
他不止自己领受了，也到伯利恒的地方，把那好消息也告诉伯利恒的人。
Not only they received the good news gladly, they also went to Bethlehem and shared the good news with their brothers and sisters in the city.
这个就是所谓的报佳音。
And that is Noel.
所以这样的，我们相同的，在今天我们一样要把主降生的福音来报给我们周围的人。
So similarly, today we are also obligated to share the gospel with those around us.
接下来这首诗歌是把我们放到牧羊人的情况之下来想思想一下牧羊人心里的感受。
So next hymn will speak from the perspective of the shepherds to reflect their how they felt when they first received the good news.
所以一共有六节，是很长，但是也很简单。
There are six stanzas.
那第一节是提到天使从天降下。
First stanza talked about how the angels descended from heaven.
第二节提到牧人很害怕，天使跟他安慰他说，报给你大喜的信息。
And in the second stanza, the shepherds were terrified, But the angels comforted them and told them that they brought them good news.
第三节提到这位救世主耶稣基督已经按着圣经的预言降生了，并且有记号。
And the third stanza said, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, has been born to the world, and there is a sign.
第四节，耶稣基督降生，叫世人能看见，他是一个谦卑的弥赛亚，生在马槽中。
And the fourth stanza tells that the Lord was born in a manger, that he is a Messiah he's a mild savior of the world.
第五节提到有大队的天兵天使一同赞美神。第六节提到荣耀归于神，平安归于人，神的恩典要临到万民。
The last stanza mentioned that there is an army of angels giving praise to God, and that men on earth and angels in heaven should praise the Lord together, and the peace of God will come upon man.
啊，如果你要无论你唱什么，用中文唱、英文唱都可以。我们把这六节一起唱。
We'll sing it together in Chinese and English.
Okay. 请他们帮我们弹一次，大家听哈。这首可能大家不是很熟，我们一起来唱来。牧人夜间看守群羊，大家坐草地上，天使忽然从天下降，荣光周围照亮，荣光周围照亮。牧人一见大大展翅，天使却说无尽，我来创造大世界，万物不是万物，万物不是万物，救主今天按照预言降生在大卫城，基督耶稣是他生命，且有记号表明，且有记号表明。至尊生命下降世间，世人都能眼见，生活足不停住阴间，在马槽中安眠，在马槽中安眠。天使说完忽有光明，先把这天地与全天使同赞美主，唱出光声，唱出快乐的再见，荣耀全归主到天 感谢主，主的福音向需要的人显现。
The gospel was revealed to those who are needy.
我们接下来我们要读一段的经文。
The next scripture reading is taken from.
是来描写这些的博士来朝拜耶稣基督。
It's taken from the Bible where it describes how the three wise men came and worshiped the newborn king.
马太福音第二章第一节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。”
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him.
希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？
Verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹太地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列人。In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, For this is what the prophet has written, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
当下，希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Verse 7. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make a careful search for the child.As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
Verse 9. After they had heard the king, they went on their way.And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、墨药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
Verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.